Good morning and welcome to our Lighthouse podcast on Monday. I don't know about you, but when I've been to movies and I've watched a movie, it seems to have an impact on me. I'm either emotionally worked up or it's like this morning. I found myself waking up and I was dreaming about the movie that I'd seen, and it was the Sabina Wurmbrand movie about her life during the World War II, and she and her husband Richard, who eventually founded the Voice of the Martyrs ministry. So anyway, it was a pretty intense movie, as you can think, because they were rescuing Jewish people from being murdered. And then in the movie, though, they were rescuing German soldiers who were facing annihilation from the Russians at that time period. So it's pretty intense. Anyway, the point is, man, what we involve ourselves in is something either to build up our lives or do we tear down our lives? Something to be considered. Well, that's what Proverbs chapter 14 is all about. So that's what we're going to get into here in just a minute. But let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for the fact that your desire is to build up our lives, to build it with your character, Lord, with your wisdom, with your understanding, for us to meditate on and to put into our thoughts so that those are the things that we're thinking about. So, Lord, I pray that you would bless our time now this morning as we spend time together, that it would be fruitful for all of our lives. And, Lord, that it bring glory to you. In your name we pray. Amen. So Proverbs chapter 14, verse 1, if you have your Bibles with you, go ahead and turn there, says, "The wisest of women builds her house, but folly with her own hands tears it down." So wise woman is a builder, but the foolish woman tears down her house. So are you building up or are you tearing down? And so that's what this chapter through verse 10 actually does, through verse 11 actually does, is gives us the understanding of what that means. So let's go to verse 2. "Whoever walks in uprightness fears the Lord, but he who is devious in his ways despises him." So the first characteristic of a person who is building up their house is one who has a fear or a reverence, a loving reverence, mind you, of the Lord. But in contrast, those who are tearing down their house, their lives, are those who despise the Lord and the things of the Lord. And as we know, in the Second World War, that was a major part of the conflict that occurred is those who were seeking the Lord and those who were despising him. But we're not going to get into that. Let's keep going. "By the mouth of a fool comes a rod for his back, but the lips of the wise will preserve them." So the tearing down is the mouth of a fool, a person who doesn't think before they speak. I'm sure you probably think about, can easily come up with somebody that might resemble that. But I think more so the mouth of a fool comes a rod for his back is the recognition of a person that's full of pride. Because pride leads to destruction is what God's word says. And so the pride comes out with what I call one-upmanship. And it's like you're in a conversation and you tell people about something and that person always seems to have one thing that's a little bit greater than what maybe was discussed, somebody shared, as opposed to acknowledging, wow, that's amazing what you shared. And but they always have to have that. And so what do? They're bringing division, meaning that it's like people want to pull away from them because of the things that they constantly say, that it's all about them as opposed to considering others. And so what do? They bring on their own hurt. Why don't people want to hang out with me? Well, consider the things that you're saying. as opposed to, but the lips of the wise will preserve them. You know, if you're a person that is affirming others in your speech, that you're careful about the things that you say, that, you know, if you don't have, you've heard that old saying, if you don't have anything good to say, then don't say anything. Well, there's some real good truth to that statement. So, you know, the first thing that we looked at is building up, is having a fear of the Lord, a loving respect of the Lord. Second thing is what type of speech do we have? Now, verse 4 gets us into the next characteristic that I believe helps build up or tear down, is that if you're building up, you're diligent. So listen to this verse, verse 4, where there are no oxen, the manger is clean, but abundant crops come by the strength of the ox. So the strength of the ox is, man, a person that is diligent about what they have, what they're called to do, or whatever it is that they do. I think it's interesting that in the book of Colossians, let me turn there real quick. It says in chapter 3, and whatever you do, this is verse 17, and whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So it's like, in whatever you do, do it in the name of the Lord. Well, later on down in that same chapter, it says this in verse 23, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men. Man, the thing that I get the opportunity to do, whatever it is, am I doing it for the Lord? Am I doing it for me? Because when you change your mindset to doing it for the Lord, it has a whole different outcome. So it goes on, it says here, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. Wow. And in our lives as believers, that's who we serve, as opposed to serving ourselves. Let's go on to verse 5. A faithful witness does not lie, but a false witness breathes out lies. So that characteristic is easy to identify. It's called truth. So we have loving fear. We have excellent speech. We're diligent about what we do, but we walk in truth. Next verse is, a scoffer, or one who has a critical spirit, seeks wisdom in vain. But knowledge is easy for a man of understanding. So why is it difficult for a scoffer to be able to receive wisdom, seeking wisdom in vain? Because the problem is they have their critical eyes on. They see everything through the lens, if you will, of criticism, of scoffing. And so there is no wisdom other than their own, as opposed to a person who is a person that's teachable, then they're able to learn, but knowledge is easy for that person because it's like, I want to learn, I want to grow, I want to learn more about it. So I ask questions and to be able to learn more about it. And so there's the place that says, man, do I have a critical spirit? Am I tearing down? Or do I have a spirit to learn and then to teach what I've learned? Am I building up? Verse 7, leave the presence of a fool, for there you do not meet words of knowledge. The wisdom of the prudent is to discern his way, but the folly of fools is deceiving. So the character is discernment. Do I understand the importance of understanding how a person speaks? Because how they speak is going to give you an idea of understanding, are they a person of knowledge, but are they just a person that's self-absorbed? And so what do you do? Well, it says leave the presence of a fool, because you're not going to meet words of wisdom. But it says, but the wisdom of the prudent. So if you're prudent, if I'm discerning about what the future holds, am I gathering to make a decision that's discerning for my way? Is this a healthy thing for me, or is it not? Then the next verse, down in verse 9, it says, fools mock at the guilt offering, but the upright enjoy acceptance. And, you know, as I thought about that passage, is, you know, we read in 1 Corinthians 1:18, it says, for the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. And so for us who are being saved, who recognize that the upright enjoy acceptance is through humility, is I surrender to what you have done for me, Christ, the demonstration of your love. I receive that for me because you did that, that I may be forgiven and I am set free then. But for the one who mocks at the guilt offering, the one who mocks at the person who is walking in a way of humility, it's foolishness to them. Well, Christ's love displayed on that cross was not foolishness. It was the greatest act of love of all of mankind. It changes the hearts of people, just like it changed the worm brands. It changed the man who killed Sabina's family in a concentration camp, where he worked with them in ministry to rescue the Germans when all of a sudden the tide had turned. And now they were in need, but they didn't understand that kind of love. Well, that kind of love comes from being loved by one who freed us from our pain and our sorrow. And so maybe that's where you are today, is that you're in a place where you're hurting. And might I encourage you to consider surrendering your life to Christ, going to him, allowing his word to minister to your heart, allowing his love to lift you up. Well, God bless you, and thank you for joining me as we started down the road of Proverbs chapter 14. Hopefully it was building you up and not tearing you down.